Greetings in the name of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. We continue our study on the Gospel of Matthew. And the topic for our consideration today is Come to the Light. Taken from the Gospel of Matthew chapter 4 verses 12 to
17.
Matthew chapter 4, verses 12 to 17. Light is something that we often take for granted. When we wake up in the morning, there is light. And after a short prayer, we go and eat our breakfast. Have a bath. And then go off to work. And so we just take it for granted that in the morning the sun rises from the east and there will be light. But do you know that if we do not have light in the world, it is impossible to live? I recently felt the impact of no light. Of course, when there is no light, it is darkness. And this occurred during church camp. You know that in church camp, you have a card. Without the card, you cannot enter the room. And of course, you need the card to have electricity. You have to put the card in a special compartment on the wall. Then there will be electricity and then there will be light in the room. So on one day, I wanted to leave the room. I took my things, I opened the door.
把东西拿好了，打开门。
But as I was about to close the door, I remembered that I left something in the room.
那时候在我要离开的时候，我记得我把一些东西留在房间里了。
I forgot my computer tablet.
我忘记了我的 那个掌上电脑。
It was on the table.
是在桌子上。
And you know the table, all those who are at the camp, you know the table is far from the door.
那些也去营会的都知道，这桌子离那个门非常的远。So
I walked to the table and I took my time because I was not in a hurry.
我并不很赶时间，所以我就慢慢走向那个桌子。But
I forgotten that I've taken the card off the compartment.
但是我忘记我已经把房卡拿出来了。So
as I walked to the table, the door closed.
所以就我朝向那个桌子走去的时候，门就关上了。
I reached the table.
我到达了桌子,
I took up my computer.
然后我拿了我的掌上电脑,
and you know what happened.
然后你知道发生什么事了?
The electricity was cut off.
这房间就没有电流了,
there was no light.
没有灯,
importantly, I have also drawn the curtains.
还有我把窗帘都拉上了,
And normally my practice is I make sure that I'm very careful with drawing the curtain so that you know there is no way anybody can look into the room.
So guess
what happened to the room? Perfect darkness. No light. How to get out of the room? I really had to try to feel my way on the wall. So slowly I stretched to the left. Where is the wall?
那么那个墙壁在左边走，对不起，那个墙壁在哪里呢？
So slowly I felt, oh, this is the wall.
那慢慢我就摸索到那堵墙了。
And slowly I had to walk to the door.
然后我就慢慢走向那个前门。
I think I took 2 minutes to walk to the door.
那我总共花了2分钟才走到那个门口。
Yes, this is what happens when you do not have light.
是的，如果你没有光呢，这就很可能发生这样的事。
You are totally blind.
你完全看不到任何东西。
You do not know your direction.
你不知道你的方向。
And do you know that this is exactly how the Bible describes the condition of man?
你知道圣经就是要这样的形容人的状况。
When men do not know the truth, the Bible says that you are in spiritual darkness.
圣经形容你倘若不认识真理，你就在属灵的黑暗里了。
And you are blind.
你是瞎眼的。
You cannot see.
你看不到。
And so therefore, how to see?
那么要怎么样看呢？
You need the light.
你就需要光了。
Yes, you really need to go to the light.
你需要来救光。
And so this passage that we have before us tells us exactly who is this light of the world.
所以刚才在马太福音所读到的，就告诉我们这世界的光到底是谁呢？
And this light of the world is none other than Jesus Christ.
这世界的光就是主耶稣基督了。
For here in verse 12, the Bible tells us, now when Jesus had heard that John was cast into prison, he departed into Galilee.
第十二节告诉我们，耶稣听见约翰下了监，就退到加利利去。
About two messages ago, we learned about John the Baptist.
在两堂星期之前呢，我们学习到关于施洗约翰。
And John the Baptizer was the forerunner for Jesus Christ.
那么施洗约翰是主耶稣基督的先行者。
His mission was to point others to Christ.
他的使命就是把人指向耶稣基督。
To prepare the way.
来预备那条道路。
And if you read the Gospel of John chapter 1, you will see John the Baptizer declaring, I am not the light, there is somebody else who is coming who is the light of the world.
在约翰福音第一章呢，如果你读过呢，你就会知道约翰宣布他不是那光，在他以后会有一个人来。
And this light, of course, is none other than Jesus Christ.
而这以后，约翰以后来的光呢，就是主耶稣基督了。
And this is exactly what we see down here in the following verses.
我们这也是我们在接下来几个经节所看到的。
We see that Jesus comes to Galilee.
我们看到耶稣来到加利利。
And after that, he entered into Nazareth.
然后就进入了拿撒勒。
And after that, he came and dwelt in Capernaum,
然后就去到加百农,
which is upon the sea coast.
这加百农是在沿海一带的。
Now this sea coast is not the Mediterranean Sea, this sea coast is the Sea of Galilee.
这沿海一带不是, 不是地中海，而是加利利海。
These places should sound very familiar to our dear brother Bohao and sister Miranda. They recently visited these places.
这地方应该对红豪和新宇非常熟悉。
You want to know how these places look like? Ask for their photos.
你要知道这些地方是怎么样的，你可以看他们的照片。
This photo, these places were in the regions of Zebulun and Naphtali.
刚才所提到的那些地方呢，都在西布伦和拿弗他利这两个地方里面。
And Jesus purposely walked to that place because it was a fulfillment of prophecy.
耶稣特意去到那个地方，因为那个是要完成那个预言的。
This prophecy was spoken by the prophet Isaiah.
这预言是先知以赛亚所说的。
A few hundred years before our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ arrived on the scene.
在主耶稣基督诞生好几百年前，以赛亚已经这么预言了。
And what was this prophecy?
这预言是什么呢?
The land of Zebulun and the land of Naphtali by the way of the sea beyond Jordan, Galilee of the Gentiles. The people we sat in darkness saw great light, and to them we sat in the region and shadow of death, light is sprung up.
在黑暗中行走的百姓看见了大光，住在死荫之地的人有光照耀他们。
I think at this point of time, I would need to draw you a map.
那么这时候我需要画一个地图给大家看。
One advantage of coming to a school is that everywhere there is whiteboard. And there's marker.
然后我有马克笔.
You have whiteboard, no marker, also no use.
你有马克笔也没有用.
Map of Israel.
我要画以色列地图给大家看.
Very simple. Everyone here can learn.
大家都可以学习.
A small J.
一个小的英文的那个字母 J.
J, okay. 然后 and then after that a big J.
然后一个大的 J.
This is the Great Sea or the Mediterranean Sea.
这就是地中海了.
Then you have some water coming down. This is the River Jordan.
那牧师刚刚画的就是约旦河.
Something that looks like a heart or a kidney or a triangle.
这看起来像一个肾或者三角形或一个竖琴的.
This is the Sea of Galilee.
就是加利利海的.
Then some more water, right, that will be the continuation of the River Jordan.
接下来那个约旦河的水流继续的流下.
Then another body of water, this is called the Dead Sea.
这水呢就流到死海里面.
Where is Naphtali and Zebulun?
那么西布伦和拿弗他利在哪里呢?
Around this area.
就是接近加利利海那个地方.
Right, the shaded portion that you see.
我刚才所画出来的那个地方就是西布伦和拿弗他利.
So this prophecy deals with this particular region.
所以这个预言呢是关于这个地区的.
Now, the Bible here tells us that this prophecy was first given to us by Isaiah.
圣经告诉我们这个预言首先是先知以赛亚所给我们的.
Where in Isaiah?
以赛亚书哪里提到呢?
Isaiah chapter 9.
以赛亚书第九章.
So, put a bookmark at Matthew chapter 4 and then let us turn to Isaiah chapter 9.
可以把书贴放在马太福音第四章，然后翻到以赛亚书第九章。
Right, very good. Isaiah chapter 9, and allow me to read from verses 1 and 2.
以赛亚书第九章，牧师将读1到2节。
Nevertheless, the dimness shall not be such as was in her vexation, when at the first he lightly afflicted the land of Zebulun and the land of Naphtali, and afterward did more grievously afflict her by the way of the sea beyond Jordan in Galilee of the nations. The people that walk in darkness have seen a great light. They that dwell in the land of the shadow of death, upon them hath the light shined.
以赛亚书第九章第1到第2节，但那受过痛苦的必不再见幽暗。从前神使西布伦地和拿弗他利地被藐视，末后却使这沿海的路、约旦河外邦人的加利利地得着荣耀。 在黑暗中行走的百姓看见了大光，住在使阴之地的人有光照耀着，照耀他们.
When this prophecy was written, the kingdom by the nation of Israel was facing great spiritual declension.
在以赛亚书给这个预言的时候呢，以色列这个国家呢，在属灵上是逐渐的败坏了.
In fact, it has already split into two nations. One is the northern kingdom, the other one is the southern kingdom.
其实整个国家已经一分为二，北国和南国.
Now, where is Zebulun and Naphtali? Is it northern kingdom or southern kingdom? You look at the map.
你看看地图，西布伦和拿弗他利是在北国还是在南国呢？
Which one?
哪里呢？
North, right?
在北国.
Right. And the northern kingdom have a series of kings, and every king was bad.
北国有一系列的王，每一个王都是恶的.
And these kings taught the people not only to worship Jehovah, but also to worship the gods of the nations.
这些王教导人不止崇拜耶和华，也崇拜当地的那些偶像.
So although they may say the name of Jehovah on their lips,
所以虽然他们口里有用到耶和华的名称,
but they also worship other gods like Baal and Ashtaroth.
但是他们也崇拜那些偶像巴利和亚斯他路.
And during this time, there was a king that was called Ahaz.
在这时候, 有个王称为亚哈斯的,
and this was the king in the, not just the northern part, but also the southern kingdom.
这王不,
it was not the king of the north, but the king of the south.
他不是北国的王, 他是南国的王,
but also a bad king. And the Lord told this king, look, you do not place your trust in the nations around you, neither should you place your trust in other false gods, just trust in the one living and true God.
主对这亚哈斯说, 你不要相信你周围的邻国, 也不要依靠那些假神, 你只要来相信那独一的真神。
But he did not believe.
但是他却没有相信。
And so, the Lord wanted to chastise such a disobedient nation.
所以神要管教这样一个不顺服他的人民。
And so, with regards to the northern kingdom, the Lord will send a group of people called the Assyrians to attack them.
所以神就派遣了亚述来攻打北国。
And this prophecy here in verse 1 tells us there are two attacks.
那么在以赛亚书9章第一节告诉了我们, 亚述一共袭击北国两次。
First attack, well, it was quite a bad attack, but the nation still survived.
第一次的攻击呢, 是非常的, 厉害的, 但是国家仍然存活下去。
But the second attack,
但是第二次亚述来攻打北国的时候,
the nation, the northern kingdom was destroyed.
整个北国就被毁了。
732 BC.
在主前 732年, 整个国家就灭亡了。
And so this prophecy, you know, given more than 700 years before Christ.
所以我们知道这个预言呢, 是在主诞生之前的大概 730多年前, 以赛亚已经说了。
And so the people of this area were displaced.
所以这些人就流离失所了。And
they were mixed with people of other nations.
他们就参与其他, 邻国的人。
And what happened to them?
在他们身上发生了什么事呢?
They mixed their religion further.
他们就再一次把他们的信仰和其他的宗教混在一起。
That's why later on in the New Testament, you will read of a group of people called the Samaritans.
所以后来你在新约就读到这一群人称为撒玛利亚人的。Because
they married with people of other nations, they became half Jew.
那么因为这些犹太人与其他的人通婚, 那么就后来就有了一群半个犹太的人称为撒玛利亚人。And
they mixed the truth with error.
他们就把真理和, 错误的混在一起。
Of course, there's no such thing as half truth. So when you mix truth and error, it becomes falsehood.
但是当然是没有一半真理的。你把真理和错误的教导混在一起呢，就是错误的了。So
the people in that region really saw darkness.
所以那个地方的人呢，就真的看到黑暗了。Was
there truth? There wasn't.
他们有真理吗？没有。And
there were people that were scattered.
他们也, 分散到各处。
And once you do not have the truth, it is very, very sad.
一旦你没有真理, 就真的非常可悲了。Because
it is only the truth that can help you to have light.
因为唯有真理才能够帮助你得到亮光。Light
that will deliver you from your spiritual darkness.
这亮光能够使你脱离死, 属灵的黑暗。What
type of spiritual darkness?
怎样的属灵的黑暗呢?
Well, the Bible tells us that every man who have not come to Jesus Christ is dead in sin.
圣经告诉我们, 倘若一个人没有来相信主耶稣基督, 他是在罪里死的。
Every man is a sinner.
每一个人都是罪人。
And when you are dead in sin, all your thoughts, all your ways are stained by sin and in rebellion against God.
如果你在罪里死, 你所想的, 你所做的一切都是与神, 对抗的。
That's why you are called spiritually blind.
所以你也被称为在属灵上, 你是瞎眼的。
In fact, the Bible says not only spiritually blind, but spiritually dead.
事实上, 圣经不止形容这样的人为属灵上是瞎眼, 而属灵上他已经是死的。
And the only way you can come out of this spiritual blindness, spiritual deadness, right, is by having the truth. You need that true light to grant you that sight.
你需要那真光，让好让你眼睛可以看到，属灵的眼睛可以看到。
So what about the people in this region? Will they have the light?
那么这地带的人，西布伦和拿弗他利的人怎么样呢？他们能否有光吗？
Yes, because the Bible tells us here that the people that walk in darkness have seen a great light, right? You see that in verse 2.
会的，因为在以赛亚书9章2节，圣经告诉我们，在黑暗中行走的百姓看见了大光。
And here in the scriptures, it is written as though they have already seen the light.
圣经所用的语法就告诉我们，他们好像已经看到了这个光了。
Of course, we know that this great light was not seen by the people in in 732 BC. But why did the scriptures write as though they have already seen the light? This is the way it is written in Hebrew. In other words, the Bible here is saying it is so certain that this light will come.
换句话说，圣经是非常肯定这个大光将会到来。And
did this light come?
那这大光有到来吗？
Yes, because this light is none other than Jesus Christ, and that is what we have read in Matthew chapter 4.
有的这个大光就是主耶稣基督，也就是我们在马太福音第4章所看到的。So
in other words, what God is saying here is this.
所以换句话说，主在这里是要告诉我们什么呢？
You shouldn't be looking to the false gods for light.
你不应该去看那些假神，希望从假神那里得到光。You
shouldn't be putting your trust in the nations of the world for light.
你不应该相信你周围的那些国家来得到光。These
things will deliver you from your spiritual blindness.
因为这些不能使你脱离属灵上的瞎眼。If
you want your sins to be forgiven,
你若要你的罪得赦,
you want your sins to be cleansed,
你要你的罪被洁净,
then you must come to Jesus Christ, who 那, will grant you the light to deliver you from this blindness.
那你就要来亲近，来相信耶稣了，因为他能够救你脱离这个黑暗。
And what a privilege for these people that here in Matthew chapter 4, they had the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ physically walking upon their shores and teaching them.
对这些人来说是何等大的特权，他们有主耶稣基督亲自在那里，在他们那个地方走动，教导他们。And
what did he teach them?
他教导他们什么呢？
He preached, "Repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand."
他告诉他们，天国近了，你们应当悔改。You
realize that this is the same message that was spoken by John the Baptizer in the earlier chapter.
我们知道，在马太福音的前几个章经节呢，前几篇，施洗约翰也说了同样的话：天国近了，你们应当悔改。The
only difference is this.
唯一的分别就是在这里。When
John the Baptizer says, "Repent, and the kingdom of heaven is at hand," he is telling others to look forward to Jesus Christ.
就是施洗约翰，当他说天国近了，你们应当悔改。 他是要当时的人去仰望后来到来的耶稣。And
Jesus Christ will be the one who will grant the entrance into heaven.
耶稣会使到他们能够去到天堂。But
when Jesus Christ says, "Repent, for the kingdom is at hand," he is pointing people directly to himself.
但是当主耶稣说天国近了，你们应当悔改，他是要人把眼光集中在他自己身上。I
am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh to the Father but through me. And it's only through me. No other way, no other light. Because the one living and true God must be the one who provides the way of salvation. We are the one who has sinned against him. He must be the one who provides the way of salvation. The way of salvation is decided by him, not by us. Not according to our own thinking, but according to the direction of God.
不是根据我们想的，而是根据神所要的。
And what is the way of salvation?
那这福音的道路是怎么样的呢?
It's through His only begotten Son, our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ.
就是通过上帝的独生子主耶稣基督。
The 100% man, 100% God who came to this earth to die on the cross for our sins, shedding His precious blood.
他是主耶稣基督百分之一百的神，百分之一百的人来到世界上为我们的罪的钉死，留下宝血来洁净我们。
And then He was buried.
然后他被埋了。And
then on the third day He rose again from the dead for the remission of sins.
他第三天就复活了，来要使我们的罪能够得赦得救赎。
This is the message that was preached by Jesus Christ.
这是主耶稣基督所传讲的信息。
Every message that He taught was meant to point people to Him.
主所传讲的每一个信息呢，都是要使人把眼光集中在他身上。
You people who are in darkness, I am that light.
你们这些在黑暗里的人，我就是那光了。
And so, very soon, when we look into the Gospel of Matthew, we will be studying the various messages that Jesus Christ preached around that region.
所以很快的，在马太福音呢，我们继续的查考，我们就会读到许多关于耶稣在那地带所传扬的信息。
One of the major sermons that he preached in the region is the sermon recorded in Matthew chapter 5-7.
其中一个很显著的他所传扬的信息呢，就是记载在马太福音第五章。
And this sermon is known as the Sermon on the Mount.
这就称为我们称为登山宝训的。
God willing, we will soon enter into the study of this sermon, a lot to learn.
主愿意的话，我们很快就会进入这个登山宝训，从当中可以学习到许多的功课。
And you will realize that at the end of this sermon, it is recorded for us that the people, when Jesus had ended these sayings, that means when Jesus had ended this sermon, the people were astonished at His doctrine, for He taught them as having authority, as one having authority and not as the scribes.
我们发现在这堂信息耶稣讲完了，那些人就觉得很惊讶，因为耶稣对他们讲道的时候，他是很有权柄的。
He is not like any one of us who are preachers today.
不像我们现在的我们这些传道人。
You realize that every one of us, when we come to you, we must say that God's word says this, God's word says that. The authority is from God's word.
所以我们这样的传道人来传讲时，我们必须说神的话语是这样说的，权柄就在神的话语。
But when Jesus Christ taught them, He simply says, "This is what I say," and He is the authority.
但是当主在教导他们的时候，主是说，我是这么说的，权柄在他身上。
And why so? Because He is God Himself.
为什么这样说呢? 因为耶稣就是神了。And
so He taught the people in this region.
所以他就在那地带教导了们。And
He performed many miracles to go along with His messages.
他所在他传扬神的信息的时候，他也行了许多的神迹。
And all these miracles were to point people to Him that He is the way of salvation, He is the true light.
他的神迹也是要人把眼光放在他身上，要使他们能够，要指引他们去到那救恩的道路。You
realize that Jesus ministered very extensively in this region.
你会发现耶稣在那个地带很广阔地去传扬他的信息。In
fact, if you read the Gospels, many of the parables, many of the miracles, many of the sermons are all taught in this region that we see down here.
所以你如果倘若你读那些福音书，你会发现耶稣所行的神迹，他所教导人们的都是在这个地带进行的。What
are the cities in this region?
这些这个地方呢，有一些什么样的城市呢？We
saw just now Nazareth.
刚才我们已经看到有拿撒勒。There
is this place that is called Capernaum.
还有加百农。Yeah,
there is another place that is called Cana.
还有另外一个地方叫迦南。There's
another place that is called Chorazin.
还有哥拉逊。
Now I want to ask Hong Hao a question.
现在我要问洪豪一个问题。
This is to test whether he really went to the place.
我是要查验他是否真的去那个地方了。
Nazareth is still a city today, right?
今天拿撒勒依然是一个城市吗?
And for that, we are very thankful.
为了这个，我们非常感谢神。
Do you go to Capernaum?
你去加百农吗?
What do you see there?
你在那里看到什么?
Tell all of us here.
什么都没有.
What?
Ruins, ruins.
Ruins? 他讲什么都没有是吗? 你有没有搞错? 什么都没有, 真的吗?
Ruins,
ruins.
就是一些残言断瓦而已。
Oh, so Capernaum no more.
So 加百农已经没落了，没有了。
Okay, what about Cana?
那迦南。
There is a small city, right?
是一个很小的城市。
But is it big?
很大吗？这个城市？
不会大。 Huh? Okay, now let me ask you, what about Chorazin?
哥利逊呢？
Also ruined.
也是残言断瓦而已。没有。也没落，没有了。
No, he is not joking.
他并不是在开玩笑。
I also went there. Also ruins.
我也是去到那里，就是什么都没有，荒凉的地方。
Two is a confirmation.
所以两个就印证了这一点。
And as stated earlier, if you are not satisfied, ask him to show you his photos.
没有，你还如果不满意，那你可以看一下他所拍的照片。Really
ruins.
真的只是荒芜了。And
why?
传言断瓦。And
why were these places ruins?
为什么是这样呢？
Because when Jesus Christ preached his word and did his miracles, the people, though they were astonished at his doctrines, did they really listen to him? Yeah, they may be there physically listening. But they never really took his word into his heart, into their hearts. And so, after ministering so extensively in this region, Jesus Christ in great sorrow pronounced woe to these places.
所以耶稣在那个地带去了很多地方传讲话的话语，最后呢，他就宣布了会有灾降在这些地方的人身上。
Woe to you, Chorazin! Woe to you, Capernaum!
他说，哥拉逊和加百农的地方有难了。
If all these miracles had been done in Sodom and Gomorrah, they would have believed.
如果这些神迹行在索多玛和俄摩拉那边的人会来相信。
That was how bad the unbelief was in that region.
那个地段的人当时是这样的，非常的不信神的。
And they had the privilege to have the light himself physically walking and ministering in their midst.
但是他们却有这样的特权，因为耶稣是光，而耶稣在他们当中就行了这些神迹。
And this is therefore a lesson for us today.
所以今天对我们来说是一个教训。
Now, how can we come to the light today?
今天我们怎么样来救光呢?
Well, we learn about the light through the scriptures, isn't it?
我们从圣经里就学到光。
The scriptures is the book that tells us about Jesus Christ, the true light.
圣经就教导我们关于耶稣基督，因为他是真光。
Now that this word is taught to you, you have a, what you need to do is this, if you really desire not to have spiritual blindness.
这些话已经教导给我们了，如果我们真的不要有这属灵上的瞎眼。
What you need to do is to really believe in these words that are given to you right now.
你就要来相信神所赐下的这一些话语了。Repent
of your sins, believe in His word.
要认罪悔改，来相信他的话语。Is
this words that point us to the true light that is Jesus Christ?
因为这些神的话语会引导我们去到真光，就是主耶稣基督那里。And
you must trust in Christ.
你需要来信靠耶稣。Trust
in Him to be your Savior.
你要信靠耶稣为你个人的救主。
Yes, that He lived for you, that He died for you, and that He lived for you again.
他为你而活，他为你而死，他又再一次为你而活。
Do you all believe in this?
你们是否这样的相信呢?
Or if you have never trusted in Jesus Christ, then you are still in darkness.
倘若你还没有来相信耶稣为你的救主，你仍然在黑暗里。
But today can be the day where you see the light.
但是今天你能够看到亮光了。
I pray that you will see the light.
我祷告你今天就会看到这亮光。
But what about the rest of us who have professed in Christ Jesus?
那么我们其余的人，我们说我们相信耶稣的人呢？
Does that mean that we can neglect the light now?
我们现在是否是可以忽略这真光呢？
No, of course not.
当然不是。
Those who come to the light must continue to walk in the light.
那些要来救光的必须继续在光里行走。
And what does it mean to continue to walk in the light?
继续在光里行走是什么意思呢？
Well, simply follow everything that is written in the Word of God.
就是要跟随神的话语所写的一切。
No, it is the Word of God that will give you light in this world.
因为唯有神的话语能够在这世界上给你光。
How you may live rightly and pleasing in the sight of God.
神的话语教导我们怎么样在这世界上过讨神喜悦的生活。
Okay, proof.
那证据就在这里。
Psalm 119.
诗篇第119篇。
I know these verses.
我要来紧紧记住这些经节。
Psalm 119.
诗篇第119篇。
And firstly, verse 105.
我们先来看第105节。
And here God's word says, firstly in verse 105, Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path.
诗篇第119篇第105节，你的话是我脚前的灯，是我路上的光。
Okay, and then take a look at also verse 130.
然后来看130节。
The entrance of thy words giveth light, it giveth understanding unto the simple.
130节，你的言语一解开，就发出亮光，使愚人通达。
Right, and this word understanding talks about how we are able to discern between right and wrong. Right, grants us discernment.
这通达就是使我们能够 有分辨的能力。
And therefore help us to be wise, not to be simple.
帮助我们能够有智慧。
And this is, and if therefore if you really want to be wise in this world, then you must come to the light, right, the light of the scriptures, the light that is in Christ.
所以你倘若在这世上要有真正的智慧，你必须要来救光，这光在主耶稣基督里。
So those of you who have trusted in Christ, you must keep studying God's word.
所以我们这些相信耶稣基督的，我们要继续的来查考神的话语。
That you may have light in this world.
好，让你在这个世界上能够拥有光。
Otherwise, in the circumstances of life, you don't know what to do.
否则你在生命上所遇到许多状况，你不知道要怎么做。
You don't know what to think.
不知道要怎么去想。
And then you become like a ship being tossed to and fro in the mighty ocean.
所以你就好像一艘船在那个大海洋里被，就是在那个水上， 翻来覆去。
But if you walk in the light of the scriptures,
但是倘若你在圣经的亮光当中行走，
you walk in the light of Christ,
在主耶稣基督的灯， 在主耶稣基督的光中行走，
you will be very stable in life.
你在生命里就会非常的安稳。Yes,
you must walk in the true light that is in Christ.
所以我们要在这真光当中走，真光就是主耶稣基督。In
closing, let me give you an illustration.
结束的时候，让我给大家一个例子。And
again, this occurred during church camp.
同样的，这也是在营会的时候发生的一件事。And
during a church camp, there was a young man that approached me with some questions.
在营会的时候，有个年轻人来问我一些问题。What
happened was that when he was in school, he was reading his Bible and praying.
就是说他在学校的时候，他正在 读圣经和祷告。Very
good testimony. We wish our young men would be like this.
非常好的见证，希望所有的年轻人都是这样的。
So he attracted the attention of his teacher.
那么老师就 注意到他了。His
physics teacher.
他的 物理的老师。
And his physics teacher happened to be somebody who studied philosophy in university.
他的物理老师在大学是读哲学的。
And you know that in philosophy, they teach you to question everything.
你知道在哲学的时候，他们会教导你对什么都有疑问。
Don't study philosophy in university.
在大学不要去读哲学。
In the end, you end up with all questions, no answers.
否则你会有许多的问题，但是没有答案的。
And that is exactly what happened to this teacher.
那么事情就同样事情就发生在这老师身上。
He asked this young man many questions.
他问了这年轻人许多的问题。
He wanted to trap this young man.
他要设一个好像陷阱，让这年轻人掉进去。
So of course, this young man being young, he did not know how to answer some questions, so he came to ask me.
所以这年轻人因为他还年轻，许多问题他不能解答，他就来问我。
But you see, this young man had already come to the light.
但是你知道，这年轻人已经来救光了。
So all I needed to do was just open the Bible, point to a few verses, and then suddenly the young man, oh, like this.
所以我只需要打开圣经，看几处经文，他就。
He already had the Holy Spirit in him, you know, being born again, which will lead him to understand the truth.
因为他已经重生得救，圣灵会在他心上工作，让他明白这真理。
But I warned the young man.
但是我也警告这年轻人。
You try to tell this teacher your answers, he may not understand.
倘若你尝试把答案告诉你的老师，他可能不明白。
Because he had no light in him.
因为在他里面没有真光。
And so, what was the recommendation to this young man?
所以我推荐这年轻人做什么事呢？
Well, you may explain.
你可以解释。
But after some time, what you need to do is to point your teacher to God's word.
过了一段时间，就是要老师来自己亲自来看圣经。
Ask him to read the Gospels.
让他来读这些福音书。
Tell the teacher, I do not have all the answers, but all the answers are found in the Bible.
告诉老师，你没有所有的答案，但是所有的答案都可以在圣经里找到。
And tell him to humble himself and come to the light.
告诉他要来谦卑自己，来救这光。
And you can be very surprised. You know, sometimes people in the beginning they have all these kind of questions.
你会很惊讶的，有些人一开始他们可能有许许多多的问题。
And they try to trap Christians here and there with their questions.
他们有些设计就是要使基督徒陷入困境，问了很多的问题。
But I've seen quite a number of them after they were born again.
但是我看到当中的一些人，当他们重生得救以后，
after they come to the light,
他们来救光之后，
then you go and ask them, you have any questions?
你去问他们，你还有任何问题吗？
Hey, no questions.
他们说没有了，没有。
Everything very clear.
一切都非常清楚了。
All these questions I ask are actually very simple.
而这些我所问的问题其实都是很简单的。
Why?
为什么呢？
Because they already come to the light, now they can see.
因为他们现在已经来救光，他们能够看到了。
They are not like the silly young man who took out this card and then ended up walking in darkness.
他们不像那个傻傻的年轻人把房卡拿走，结果又在黑暗里行走。
There are people who make sure there is light and then they will go and take their stuff and then they exit the room.
会有一些人确保房间是有灯的，能够拿自己的东西才离开房间。
So dear friends,
所以，亲爱的朋友，
I pray that you will really come to the light.
我祷告你会真正的来救光。
And just like how this young man is now praying for his teacher that he will come to the light.
就好像这位年轻人现在正在为他的老师祷告，让他也来认识这光。
I pray that every one of you will really go to the light.
我祷告我们当中每一位都会真正的来救光。
What is the light?
这光是什么呢？
Christ and His Word.
就是主耶稣基督和他的话语。
Let us pray.
让我们一同来祷告。
Our Father in Heaven,
我们在天上的父，
we thank Thee how Jesus Christ is the light of the world.
我们感谢你主耶稣基督这世上的光。
No other light but Him.
没有其他的光，唯有他。
And we thank Thee how in Thy Scriptures we learn about this true light.
我们感谢你在你的话语里，我们学习到了这真光。
So may Thou find pleasing that through Thy word, and the working of the Spirit in the hearts of thy hearers here, that everyone may be able to see the light.
主，我们祷告你会愿意通过你的话语和圣灵，在今天所听到你话语的人心上动工，好让我们都真的能看到这光。
That we will not walk in spiritual darkness.
好让我们不会在属灵的黑暗里行走。
But we will walk in the light of Christ.
我们会在主耶稣基督的光里走行走。
This is a humble cry in Jesus' most blessed name. We pray.
这是我们谦卑的祈求，我们祷告奉主耶稣基督的圣名。
Amen.